We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to a festive and crowded Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We're coming to you live for the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're going to talk UB men's and women's hoops over the next hour. Felicia Leggett-Jack, women's basketball head coach, will join us. We'll sit down with Bulls point guard Rondo Sagu. We'll even talk a little football because, obviously, the Bulls are in a bowl game that's coming up in 2 weeks. We'll touch on that, get the latest from our basketball insiders. But we kick it off with UB men's basketball head coach Jim Weitzel to talk a little men's basketball. And we'll start up, Jim, by talking about what has to be a pretty special lead-up for you because you're going back home to Chicago to take on a very good DePaul team. Before we talk about how good DePaul is,
sure.
This is kind of technically not your hometown, but probably pretty close to that place you've spent a good part of your life.
Yeah, my wife Connie is from Libertyville, Illinois, which is a northern suburb, and then I lived in Chicago for about 25 years. So my mom's from Chicago, so a lot of roots back there, and so we'll have a lot of family and friends at the game. It'll be good to go back there and play, you know, a really good opponent in DePaul. And we'll be, you know, the kids will stay downtown, see a little bit of the Magnus and Mile, and it'll be, you know, I think it'll be a good trip for them. So it's, you know, good challenging game. It's what we signed up for, and a great location. So it'll be good to go back.
You're a little bit of the tour guide. You're a little bit of the dinner planner, right? I mean, you are the Chicago guy on this weekend.
A little Giordano's pizza, probably. Portillo's, a little bit of this, a little of that. So Sean Connedy, our weight coach, and Tom Fox put all that stuff together. But I did have a little influence. It'd be nice if we could work it out that the guys could eat those two places because I think the guys would like it a lot.
Sure. So, and they probably heard you talking about it for years.
Yeah, the Giordano's, they've had a couple of the returning guys have had that deep dish stuff. So maybe expose him a little bit to that.
One quick question for you, because you, for many years, and one of the more prominent stops in your career was the head coach at Loyola of Chicago. So what was it like being a basketball coach in a great basketball city like that? You know, what do those of us in Buffalo maybe not know about what it means to be part of the Chicago culture?
Well, you know, the Chicago culture would be a little like when you played each other, a little bit like we do here in Buffalo. I mean, I think very similar, you know, Canisius and Bonnie's and Niagara. So there's a lot of good similarities there in terms of the rivalries, the natural ones, because they're so close there. Obviously, in Chicago, you have more schools just because of the size of the city. But to me, that's, I always think, like when we play one of those three schools as playing, whether we, you know, Loyola, we play either DePaul or UIC. Those were kind of our big rivalry games there. So very similar there, you know, in terms of that. And then, you know, Chicago's just a metropolitan area that the Bulls were a really big thing there when I was coaching.
Sure.
Obviously, Michael Jordan had his run there for a long, long time. So you have a nice niche in terms of college athletics. The nice thing about Buffalo, I think the college athletics, you get a bigger niche. I think that's what's awesome about it. By the way, our football team, congratulations. So proud of those guys. Lance and his fellows, I mean, just a great reward for them to be able to go down to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
really
pretty
proud of those
guys. They're pretty excited. Speaking of football, I'm looking up at one of the monitors here, and they're talking about the game tonight, which is in Chicago. It's the Cowboys and the Bears, so maybe you can get Khalil Mack to come over and watch your game on Sunday.
Go Bears. Go Bears. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right,
I'd love to see him there. That'd be awesome.
That Sunday night, 5 o'clock tip-off between the Bulls and the DePaul Blue Demons. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. It's nationally televised on Fox Sports 1. DePaul's one of the more amazing stories of the early part of the college basketball season. Picked to finish last in the Big East. They're 9-0. They're coming off a win over defending national runner-up Texas Tech last night in overtime. They've got wins over Iowa, Boston College, and Minnesota, and Central Michigan of the MAC. What's been the story behind this resurgence at DePaul basketball?
This is a very long, athletic team. They've got a point guard named Charlie Moore, who originally started out in California. He's a Chicago kid. Transferred back, went to Kansas, then transferred back to DePaul for family reasons, and now they didn't know if he was going to be able to play. He got the waiver, and he's really made a big difference for them. He's 7 assists. He runs the whole thing. Dynamic. And their front line is very, very long and athletic. So, you know, Richard Pitino the other day came out after their game, and, you know, the coach of Minnesota, and said he thinks it might be the best starting five in the country.
Wow.
Which I was kind of like, interesting. Now, I've watched a lot of tape on him today, and they really do a good job on the offensive boards. They're long, and they do a great job defensively. So not only do you have to defend them and clear the board, you got to do a good job running your offense there. So it's going to be really, really important is that we play very well both sides of the ball. But, you know, our guys are capable. You know, one of the things that we've done in our program is play these type of teams. And usually what we do is every time, Paul, we play and we get a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the UConn, the Vanderbilt game. At Vanderbilt, I thought at times we got off to a good start and we had a real poor close of the first half, and couldn't get back really in it the second half as well as I'd like. But I think we learned a lot. We had a good tape session today. Now we got to build off that and go and see if we can grow a little bit in terms of learning some things.
One quick little tidbit for you about the Vanderbilt game, courtesy of Voice of Bulls Basketball Josh Wetzel and Brian Wolf. You trailed by 13 at the half. It had been 74 games since the Bulls had trailed by that many at the half. So that I know the game got away from you, and it's going to happen, but that was pretty interesting to look at it that way. I want to ask you about the one game that we haven't talked about since the last time you and I were a part of the Basketball Insider. That was a pretty good win over William & Mary a week or so ago.
No, William & Mary is 6-3, I believe. Lost at Stanford, lost at Oklahoma, and again, they probably should have won. They've got, you know, the Knight kid we talked about last time.
Yeah, he was impressive.
Syracuse had 30 points, and but we did a very good job on the other big kid named Vandervliet, and I thought our guys were real sharp. We played well and got out and ran, guarded pretty well defensively, especially after the first 4 minutes we settled down and played well. Gabe Grant came in off the bench and played really well, gave us three threes, some inspired play. I thought Rondo had a good floor game off the bench. Our starters, I thought, played well. Javon Graves, Devontae played pretty well. Josh Mabala played well. Jonathan Williams had a good, I thought he had one of his best defensive games of the year. And Antoine Johnson, you know, continues to keep getting better. So it was a good one for us. We were able to play more people and kind of help build our bench. David Nickelberry got some time in that game, and Laquille Hartnett
Got plenty of minutes there.
Speaking of Rondo Segu, he's going to be our guest coming up in the next segment. But in the meantime, Jim, have a nice trip back to Chicago and have an even better time on Sunday night against DePaul.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, that's Jim Weitzel, UB men's basketball head coach, talking about the Bulls game on Sunday night against DePaul, 5 o'clock here on ESPN 1520. We will talk with Bulls guard Rondo Segu when we return. It's the UB Basketball Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest Lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s on us when you add four lines.
This ultra-wide camera is unreal.
Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just posted it.
Hashtag that's my girl.
Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Hurry in to get four iPhone 11s on us with four new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device, $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. One offer per account.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway as we continue the UB Basketball Insider Show. Jim Weitzel's breakdown of Sunday's opponent DePaul, part of our Keys to the Game, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. 5 o'clock in Chicago against the DePaul Blue Demons. Coach Weitzel said they have an outstanding point guard, which means the Bulls will have to counter with one of their young and rising point guards. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Bulls sophomore Rondo Segu. Rondo, let's dive into a little bit of the season so far for you. A lot more playing time, a lot bigger role than you had last year. 8.8 points per game. You're second on the team in assists. You're amongst the best three-point shooters on the team this year. Give me a sense of where you're at so far right now, how you're feeling about your game.
Overall, I'm feeling good about the season. I felt like I've grown a lot from last year to this year with the roles being different. And I feel like I'm doing an overall good job.
What's been the biggest change from last year to this year, other than obviously the playing time?
Just me being on the court, the responsibilities that I have from last year to this year, being a little bit more of a leader in extent, besides the seniors that we have, trying to lead the freshmen as best as possible by example.
I think when you got here, we all had this perception that you were the classic point guard guy. You were the distributor. You were going to be the guy that was going to bring the ball up and get it to the right people. But we've seen you be more of a scorer. 21 points, the career high against Harvard. I mentioned you're hitting 39% of your three-point shots. Has that always been a part of your game, or is that something that you feel like you've gotten better at?
That's something I've definitely gotten better at since I've been on campus and getting here. I've been working with that with the staff, the coaches, myself, back home on the off time, off season. So I've been working on my shot really
hard.
Did you
feel like when you got here that that was something that you had to get a lot better, getting your shot off, finding the right times to shoot it?
Yes, sir. I had to have a quicker release, just working on my overall shot, my form, everything.
Yeah, we're talking with Bulls guard Rondo Segui here on the UB Basketball Insider Show, sophomore from Orlando, Florida. I think a lot of fans, if they linger a little bit after a game and they don't get out of their seats real quick, if they're here about 10 minutes after a game, they usually see you and Janathan back out on the court shooting and practicing. Tell everybody where that kind of comes from, your relationship with Janathan and the drive to literally 10 minutes after a game get back out.
Yes, that's a routine. That's a ritual for us too. We made that up since we've been here in freshman. I think I remember the first home game. Then we won the game, played good, and we just got in the gym right after, and we just told each other, we're going to do this as a ritual, working on shots, anything we need to work on. And also, I remember on my visit, me and him, we was in the gym for at least most of the time that we was on a visit. So
yeah, the part the fans don't see is it's usually around 6 in the morning you guys are here as well, too, right?
Right.
Where did the relationship with you and Janathan come from? Did you know each other at all before that visit together here?
The crazy thing, I met Janathan on a visit. Coach Oates told me I was going on a visit with another extremely good player. Said, yes, sir, come on board, met him, chopped it up, and then from there on, we've just been best buds. That's my best friend.
You guys kind of have the same drive and same goals,
right,
don't you?
Right, right.
Does that help? Does that help make both of you better?
Right. He pushed me when I need to be pushed in, and when I don't feel like being talked to, he talked to me. Same goes for him. When he wouldn't get mad, I tell him, lift his head up, keep going. We'll go both ways.
Was there a lot of those kind of conversations last year? Because you wanted to be playing. Obviously, both of you guys are really high-level recruits. You're used to being out on the court. But I think you also understood your role last year. So were there times when you both had to pop each other up a little bit?
Yeah. A lot of times. It's a lot of times. A lot of times behind the scenes, nobody's seen. He kept me lifted. I kept him lifted. We embraced the role that we came in. We knew we had a really good teams, really good teammates in front of us, really, and they taught us a lot. I feel like that year, that freshman year, I feel like that's the most I'll ever learn in college basketball just because the roles that we had, I feel that I'll go for the same for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun to be watching, but now that you've stepped away from it, to hear you say that is pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
When you're in the middle of it, you don't love it, right. But now you look back and say, you say I'm a better player now because I had that chance to sit and watch and learn from CJ and Nick and Jeremy?
Of course. Just watching those guys, just learning from their mistakes and what they did very good. And I feel like watching them, it made me know what to do on the court when it was my opportunity, what coaches expected, what coaches needed on the court, the type of energy they brung. So I feel like watching them was probably the best times. And the minutes that I did play, I felt like those was I made it. It made me value the basketball, the game of basketball more, and I feel like it goes the same as for Janathan.
We're talking with Rondo Segui, Bulls sophomore guard. Has it always been Rondo? Where'd the Rondo part come from, or is that more of a newer nickname for you?
I've had this nickname since I was in middle school. Actually, that's when I first started taking basketball serious. It's just a shorter version for Ronaldo. I feel like back in middle school, people didn't want to say Ronaldo all the time, so they just said Rondo.
So we're good to go. We're good with Rondo. We're good that.
Right.
Growing up in Orlando, being a star player at Orlando Christian Prep, helped that team win a state championship your senior year. What's Orlando basketball like? What's it like growing up there?
Orlando's probably the best place, you know. I miss home. It's a great environment. I feel like Florida in general is coming up in the basketball way. I feel like down south we're known for football, but I feel like Orlando, we had a lot of great talent down there, a lot of great players. It's a great environment, hot, you know, so I loved Orlando.
You got Devontae Jordan and David Nickelberry, your current teammates, both from Orlando. Did you know those guys at all? Do you have relationships with them?
Yeah, I knew Devontae because he was older than me, but I knew him playing travel ball, seeing him play on the circuit. He played on Adidas circuit, and then also he played with Montverde, so we played Montverde, so I knew Devontae. And Nickerberry, I was former AAU teammates with Nickerberry before he left our team. So I played with Nickerberry all the time. He right down the street from me.
Right, so the Orlando love is pretty apparent on this team, right?
Yeah.
How much do you guys talk a little bit about what you kind of grew up in and that atmosphere?
We talk a lot. It was a great environment, a gritty environment. You know, everybody had a competitive edge to each other, so felt like it was a good environment.
All right, well, keep up the good work. It's been fun getting a chance to see more of you and getting a chance to see more of your game, and I know that's going to continue throughout the rest of the season.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Bulls guard Rondo Saguh. And the next chance for everybody to see Rondo and his teammates play again Sunday against undefeated DePaul, 5 o'clock tip-off from Chicago, right here on ESPN 1520, TV nationally on Fox Sports 1. More men's basketball talk with our basketball staffing insider, the Wisdom of Wolf, is our next segment. When we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, it's the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Millersport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
We continue to roll on with the UB Basketball Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. We've heard from Jim Weitzel. We've heard from Rondo Saguh. Let's get the real inside information. It's the Wisdom of Wolf. Brian Wolf, Associate Director for Athletic Communications, focused on men's basketball, joins us for all the tidbits and knowledge that we need to know. Part of your job this weekend is keeping Weitzel under control for being back in Chicago, right?
I mean, not just Weitzel, but Angerstorp, AT, is he's a Chicago native, so he's very excited for the trip. I think he's going early and getting some recruiting done, so that's kind of a homecoming for him. And then Gabe Grant as well, who's from Chicago. So there should be a lot of UB fans in the stands.
And as I said to Weitzel, it's your job to figure out a way to get Khalil Mack to come over to the game, too.
We'll work on it. We'll see what we can get.
All right. He's busy tonight, but he's got the weekend off. Khalil was actually here last weekend to see his brother play football in the game against Bowling Green, so maybe he'll have nothing to do on a Sunday afternoon. Your thoughts on a pretty good, interesting matchup against a team that probably not many people thought was going to be this high level of a matchup when the schedule was made, and kind of joke with Jim that DePaul's not ranked now, and they won't be if you guys can figure out a way to beat them Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this is why preseason rankings, a lot of, you know, if you ask a coach about preseason rankings, they don't care about them, because DePaul was picked to finish dead last in the Big East, or picked to finish 10th out of 10, and they've already gone on the road, and they won at Iowa, and they've won at Boston College,
Minnesota.
And they won at Minnesota, and then they just beat Texas Tech, the national runner-up, last night in overtime at home. So, I mean, they're 9-0, they're rolling. It's a really good matchup for this UB team, who, you know, they have another chance to make a statement on national television. So it's a great matchup. I think these are the games these guys want to play.
Based on the last week or so since the last time we talked, there was a win over William and Mary, which I thought was a really impressive win. There was a just not a great game against a really pretty good Vanderbilt team. I think you'd be the first to say the Bulls just didn't play well. Jim talked about it a little bit with shot selection and things like that. But who's playing well as a whole on the team? Who do you like their game right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go back to the William and Mary game, you know, you look on the defensive end, Devonta Jordan had 7 steals in that game, which is 4th in school history for steals in a game. It's tied for the most by a player this season. I mean, anytime you're playing that hard on the defensive end, you got to like to see that. And then he's dishing the ball off and he's scoring. So I think Devonta's really stepped his game up. But you don't really talk about him that much because he's just that veteran presence that you kind of expect him to do it. I thought Antoine Johnson's, I know his shots haven't been falling, but he's been playing super hard. He's always been right up there on the blue-collar point list, which means, you know, even though sometimes his shots aren't falling, he's always playing hard. He's diving for loose balls. He's getting offensive rebounds. And then the guys that I think have really come along are really the big men, Josh Mbala. I think Josh has done a great job. And, you know, he just didn't get a lot of reps at Texas Tech, but now he's getting more comfortable. But Quill Hardnett, who had to sit out last year as a redshirt freshman, he's still getting – used to the college game, but he's been playing well.
And then his defense has been really good. His offense is not there yet, probably because of essentially the layoff, but I've been impressed watching LaQuill battle sometimes against bigger, bulkier players.
Yeah, and you know what? And the way this team is built until Brock Burcham gets healthy, we're always going to be smaller than the opponent. That's just the way it is. But you might be smaller than the opponent, but we're still 8th in the nation in offensive rebounding, so those guys are playing hard. And then I think a guy that's coming along real nicely is David Nickelberry. The last couple of games, I think he's given some really good minutes.
Yeah, he's an interesting player that probably fans don't know a ton about. Hadn't played a ton, but he's tall. He's 6'7". He's athletic. He's built pretty solidly. He looks like he could probably play anywhere of the 5 positions.
Yeah, there's times that you'll look out there, and I think he did it against William and Mary late, and he's playing point guard. He's the one that's bringing the ball up, and he's running the offense. So he can play anywhere from the 1 to the 4. He could probably play the 5 if we went real small. But yeah, he's super athletic. I think he's just going to continue to develop as this season goes along.
With Brian Wolf, Associate Director for Athletic Communications, it's our Wisdom of Wolf segment here on the UB Basketball Insider. After the game against DePaul, the team gets a week off. I know exams are in the play there as well, too. And then it's a week from Saturday home against Army. And then it starts an interesting run to end the non-conference schedule, home games against Canisius, Niagara, and Bonna. Kind of neat the way that all fell. Not only you get them all at home, but you get them all in a row.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and it's nice that it's around the holidays, so you'll have, I think, a lot of people in Western New York that want to see these games. I mean, it's not often that you get a 5-game homestand, so you take those 4 non-conference games, and then the conference opener against Northern Illinois on January 4th is also at home, so that's a 5-game homestand. We're talking about a month in between road games, which is pretty nice, you know, to be able to sleep in your own bed for that long. You don't really get that often with scheduling, but just the way it worked out, yeah, you're going to have those 3 big 4 games in a row, and those are always interesting. They're always tough. It doesn't matter. You can throw records out the window. both those teams always fight hard when they play against each other.
All right, have a fun trip to Chicago, and then you do get to sleep in your own bed for a while, so that'll all be nice for you and the rest of the guys. It should be a fun one on Sunday, an interesting challenge for the Bulls.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Brian Wolf, the Wisdom of Wolf segment here on the UB Basketball Insider. When we come back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, we shift gears and talk women's basketball with Bulls head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. You're listening to the UB Basketball Insider from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Ah, hot.
Tropical.
Ooh, so cool.
Call 870-0753.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, continuing with the UB Basketball Insider Show. My name is Paul Pecht, and we are now joined by women's basketball head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack. I feel like I haven't seen you in like a month.
No, I saw you one time when you were hiding because you thought you saw.
Oh, I was hiding?
Yeah, I don't think that's
not
cool.
From you.
That's not cool, man.
I wasn't hiding from you.
Okay.
I may have been hiding from someone else.
Probably boom.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. These days, sometimes between football and basketball, and I don't even know what day, what sport I'm supposed to be.
What a good problem you have.
It's a good problem to have. You're
me.
Right. But yes, because you were in California, then you were in Philadelphia, now you're finally home. You got a road game Saturday, but it's an Olean road game, so you finally get to settle in a little bit.
Yes, indeed.
How did the road trips go just overall? I know the results weren't what you wanted in California. They were in Philadelphia, but just overall on your first road trips of the year.
Well, I think that this young team is getting older. They're getting more understanding that, you know, and De'Asia said it best the last time she was interviewed. You know what? We're young, but we're getting time. We're getting time to learn. In California, we learned some lessons, you know. A team kept punching us in the face, and we kept saying, oh, that hurt, instead of saying, yo, let's stop this. You know, and then we had a tough team against Stanford, who's number one in the country
sure.
right now. And I think we held steady with those guys for two and a half quarters. They're just better than us right now. And then we learned those lessons, and we talked about some things, and we went on the road to Philadelphia, and we got some success, but through that success, we still learned some lessons.
So a win over Drexel, 63-59, as part of the Hawk Classic in Philadelphia, then a win over American, 73-55. Take me through those two games, what you liked about the performances.
Drexel's a very smart team. She's a very seasoned coach, vet coach, got a vet team. They had about four seniors at one time on the court, but they seem like they weren't as talented, but they're so smart. And because they're smart, they're talented. They remind me of this team with Stephanie Reed and Cassie Owsler, Sweet 16 team, that you unassumingly think that, and all of a sudden they punch you in the mouth. We knew they were good, and we really respected them, but they just was really, you know, had us on our heels with their spread offense, and we just locked into who we were, and we started talking more and started, you know, switching screens, and we were able to find out how to win.
The win over American, a little bit bigger margin of victory, 73-55. I think the one thing that jumped out at me in those two wins was the play of Jessica Schiffer, one of your freshmen, not career high, 9 points in both games, but just kind of getting herself figured out. Is that safe to say that those two games in Philadelphia helped her really kind of have the light come on a little bit?
We've been doing a lot of speaking with Jessica, talking about how value she is to herself. And it's important that she brings value to herself. And how do you do that? You play with a sense of tenacity, a sense of purpose. And we needed her to really get out there and make mistakes, but be. And she really, you know, bought into those words and really became that player that we know that she can become. She's a knockdown shooter. She's a joy to have on this team. But it really gives us another piece. You know, with Tessie doing what she's doing, wow, Tessie's playing great.
Mackey's player of the week.
Mackey's player. Dee's doing her thing. Hannah hasn't played her best ball. Seeing Hannah today in practice was like, yes. That's the Hannah. Showed her some film from last year when she was playing with Summer and Sierra Diller, and she realized what she hasn't been bringing. So Hannah's going to get better. Jessica's going to come, and we're just going to have to do this as a committee.
With Felicia Leggett, Jack, UB Women's Basketball Head Coach, here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. You mentioned De'Asia Fair. She had 26 in Drexel. She struggled a bit at American, probably for the first time this season. So is there a little bit of curiosity to see how she's going to bounce back, even after a quote-unquote struggling game? She remains number two in the country in scoring.
She had 12 points. I was rookie of the year for the Big East, and I averaged 12 points, 8 rebounds. So
maybe we're not using the right choice of words here.
So my thing is, like, yeah, it didn't go in her favor, and she did press a little bit, and she's getting in. People, as a freshman, too many people are saying you're this and that and the other. You're just a player on this team that's happened to be the one that has to score the ball for us, and you got to just do your role and not let that role be, like, insurmountable. It's just your role. She's a special player. Mm-hmm. She is a joy to watch. And, you know, yeah, I think that she's fine. She's not going to bounce back or bounce wherever. She's still number two in the country. She's still at 12 points as a freshman. And I just think that other people got to continue to step up. I like to see those numbers come down. If that happens, that means we're going to be a more balanced team.
Right. You know, you mentioned this at the very beginning of the interview, and you know, with freshmen, and you're playing four or five of them as key. Is there a point in the season in your coaching experience where they aren't young anymore, where they aren't technically shouldn't be called freshmen, or is that different for every player and every team sometimes?
I tell them, they're freshmen in front of the public, and people ask about them, but when they're on our team, they're just players. And I expect the same type of tenacity of purpose. I expect the same kind of focus in and the defensive slides, and I treat them as if they are just a member of the team. Yeah, I'm certain that they, with more experience, they're going to become even better, but I don't come to them that way. I come with a sense of urgency, and I know that they probably go in the locker room and they're like, oh my gosh, he's crazy. But they want me to treat them that way, and so I do as such.
All right, Saturday you're on the road, but it's only down to Olean. It's a noon tip-off against St. Bonaventure. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN+. Plus. Breaking down the matchup with the Bonnies, part of our Keys to the Game, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. What are you looking forward to? What are you expecting from the Bonnies in your game on Saturday?
It's an in-state rival. It's this mecca of the world. I like to call New York the state of New York, and we're trying to own the state. And they're trying to bounce back. And I respect that. And it's so, I can't, like you said, we're a young team. So we have to make it about who we are. What are we trying to do? We're trying to get better every day. In our quest to get better every day, we got to present ourselves in front of our next opponent. It happens to be St. Bonaventure. I think that he got some veteran players on his team. I think he's been there for a while. And I think he's going to throw his best punch. And our whole objective is not to get punched like San Jose State. Get punched and say, oh, my God, they're punching. Punch back. Punch back, understanding that we're Buffalo and we have done some tremendous things with our football team, our men's basketball program, our soccer team, and all the sports that's playing for Buffalo. And we have to do our part in representing. And our goal is to go out there and take what belongs to us, and that's success.
All right, that will start on Saturday for the 6-2 UB women's basketball team. A trip to Bonaventure for a noon tip-off with the Bonnies down in Olean. Felicia, good to have you back in Western New York. Good to see you here at Santora's, and nice to know that there's some home games coming up that we can hang out a little.
Hey, let's go Bulls, baby. Well,
you got it. Let's go Bulls. That's Felicia Leggett-Jack, and we've got much more to come. We'll talk a little more women's basketball when we return on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 11s on us when you add 4 lines.
This ultra-wide camera is unreal.
Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just posted it.
Hashtag that's my girl.
Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Hurry in to get 4 iPhone 11s on us with 4 new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device. $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. One offer per account.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth 1,000 words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, well now's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
We continue to roll on with the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus, Buffalo's original pizzeria. More UB basketball talk. Okay, so we have the Full of It segment for our three basketball and football insiders. We have the Full of It segment. We have the Wisdom of Wolf, but we were struggling to come up with a name for Assistant Director for Athletic Communications, Sarah Trinelli's segment. So we're going to play off your sport, which was golf, the sport of basketball, and we're going with Tee It Up with Trinelli. Are we good with that?
I like it. We'll leave it up to the fans for the final vote. But I think we're on to something.
So a good chance to dive inside UB women's basketball with Sarah here to talk a little bit about what the Bulls have been doing over the last couple weeks and get you into getting them ready for Saturday's game at St. Bonaventure. Same question I asked to Coach Jack. How'd the trips go? Was everything fun? You got a chance to go both coasts here in the last 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, we've been a little bit all over the place. A lot of different airports and a lot of different planes and buses, but you know what? I think the team learned a lot. I think, you know, Coach Jack was right on it in terms of, you look at Stanford as number one in the country there, and I was really, really proud of the effort for really three quarters there. And you know, they were able to pull away, but I thought that learned a lot from that game, and I think the best thing is you come away, you know, tough losses where you feel like you play well, but instead of letting those spiral, they were able to turn around, beat a really good Drexel team that's ranked in the mid-major top 25 team. I think that's going to be a really good win on the schedule for the Bulls the rest of the year, and then beat an American team that's struggling right now the way they should. I think really was able to put their foot on the gas and come away with a nice double-digit win there. So to go 2-0 at the Hawk Classic and to win that one, I think the Bulls are playing with a lot of confidence.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the players that are playing well. We talked with Coach Jack about De'Asia Fair, but we didn't bring up the fact that, other than briefly mentioning she was the Mackey's Player of the Week, Teresa Onwuka is averaging 20 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. It pales in comparison to what De'Asia Fair is doing, but it does not pale in comparison to what the elevation of Teresa's game has been. You've seen her play all the games. What is it that she's doing so well right now?
I think it's just the poise. I mean, she just has this look in her eyes, and it's a sense of calm. It's a sense of poise. And you know, she's always been the defensive captain, and she's always been the anchor on the defensive end. But I think now you're starting to see that light switch go off in her head on the offense. And when we need a bucket and when we need to take a good shot, she's there. I mean, against American, she didn't miss one. 7 for 7 is efficient as she goes. And it's not just making them, but I think she's really figured out what are the right shots to take. She's got one of the quickest first steps out there and can beat most defenders. But I think she's just seeing the floor so well right now, and it's almost coming easy to her. She makes it look easy. I don't know if it is, but it certainly looks effortless to me.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, to look at the season stats and see two players averaging 20 points. I'm not sure how many other teams in the country.
We're the only one.
There you go. I knew you'd have the answer. I knew I teed you up for the answer
yeah,
on that
did.
One here on Tee It Up with Trinelli. But other players are starting to contribute. Coach Jack and I talked a little bit about Jessica Schiffer in the win over American. Aliyah Gaba with 12 points and 11 rebounds. Her first double-double. Lauren Christie continues to contribute. Give everybody a sense of beyond the big two, so to speak, who's been jumping out.
Yeah, the two-headed monster gets a lot of credit, but I think, you know, you're starting to see some role players really take a bigger role, if you will. And I think Aliyah had a coming out party against Stanford, really proving that she can battle with some All-Americans out there. And then she continued that play in Philadelphia. And I think she's just such an asset. She's such a big body in there. There's not too many people built like her. But her hands, she has great hands, and she has a really good court vision and able to kick it out to some of those shooters that you mentioned that are starting to heat it up. So I think she's been instrumental in this success lately. And yeah, one of those kids spacing the floor is a Lauren Christie. And when she gets hot, she's lethal from three.
Aliyah struggled a little bit early in the year. You could tell the adjustment coming from Germany to here, to the intensity of the games. Is there a sense of, with the Stanford game and the American game, that's been pushed and washed out, and you're starting to see the real player that was one of the best international players in the world coming into this year?
Yeah, I think so, and I think we saw it in practice. It just was a matter of translating it into the game and having it slow down for her when she gets in there. But I think she's embraced that role. She knows that, you know, the group, the post players as a whole need to step up, and she's taken ownership of that and really just put her back to the basket and said, let's go. And when she gets the ball on the block, it's too late. So it's been really cool to see her flourish.
I glanced at the national stats before we got the show rolling here, and a couple things jumped out at me that I thought were pretty interesting. The Bulls are in the top 30 in the country in both three-point attempts and 3 points made. Do you think that's what Coach Jack minds, wants, desires, or what? I'm going to let you answer for her with her glaring at us from across Santorum.
I think she'll take the wins any way they can come. But, I mean, right now, if that, you know, the points are coming from there, and she likes to go inside first, and we always try and do that. But our posts see the floor well and are able to kick it back out. And when the shooters are hot and they're streaky, then, you know, I think that's the way to go. And that's been a strong suit of ours right now. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But,
I got you.
Yeah, she'll certainly take a win, whether it's – we'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss any day.
Yeah, no question. All right, next up for the Bulls, Saturday at St. Bonaventure at 12 o'clock tip-off right here on ESPN 1520, ESPN Plus for the TV. They've struggled a little bit, Hasbana. It's a big day down there in the Riley Center as they're going to honor their 1970 Final Four men's basketball team. So what do you think the Bulls are stepping into for a big one on Saturday?
You know, it's a rivalry game, and I think any time a rivalry and a history and you know, that the two programs have had, like St. Bonaventure and Buffalo, you kind of throw the records out the window. You know, yes, they've struggled, where on the other side, Buffalo's kind of got things back on track and is playing well, but in a rivalry game like that, the emotions are running high, and you're going to get your best from both sides. So I think it'll be a fun game. Hopefully it'll be good crowd in there, as you mentioned, with the men. Hopefully the crowd comes out and supports the women's game before and creates a good atmosphere, and I think the Bulls will be ready to put on a show.
All right, Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director for Athletic Communications. We have teed it up with Trinelli, and she has responded by hitting it right down the middle of the fairway. Thanks for your insight and knowledge on UB women's basketball, Sarah. We'll talk to you again next week. When we come back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we'll shift gears, talk a little football, because the Bulls are headed to paradise. Football in the Bahamas Bowl, 2 weeks from Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. John Fuller will talk a little bit about that when we return on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see Busy Bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Final segment of the UB Basketball Insider Show coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. My name is Paul Peck. Great lineup of guests for you today. Jim Weitzel, Felicia Leggett, Jack, Rondo Segu, and of course our insiders, Brian Wolf and Sarah Trinelli. We got one more insider to come your way. We're going to shift gears and talk football, because in the last week, the Bulls got a win to clinch a spot and then got a bowl invite and an acceptance to the Bahamas Bowl on Friday, December 20th against Charlotte. So for the latest on what's going on with Bulls football, it's time for our Full of It segment. Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. Yes, we're going to strike up the band for our Full of It segment. Look at that. We continue to add production values, John, into your segment because we got bowl games to talk about. We got All Mac to talk about. We got records to talk about. So we're going to drift away from football, from basketball, and wrap up our show here with a little football talk because obviously the Bulls are playing another game. It is Friday, December 20th, the Bahamas Bowl against the Charlotte 49ers, 2 o'clock kickoff that you can hear right here on ESPN 1520, and you can see it on ESPN. Let's go back to last Friday and the regular season finale, and I assume you were going as fast as we were trying to go in the radio booth, keeping up on everything Jarrett Patterson was doing with that incredible performance against Bowling Green.
It was incredible. I mean, just to think about, so for fans that don't know, he rushed for 298 yards in the game and 6 touchdowns. The 298 yards is a school record for a single game, breaking the record of Jordan Johnson, who ran for 282 yards back in 2016, and the 6 touchdowns are the most ever by a MAC player in the history of the conference. The conference has been around, I think, since 1846, or actually 1946, so that's a pretty incredible accomplishment. I think the biggest thing is by halftime, he had 272 yards and 5 touchdowns. Amazing. I mean, it was unbelievable.
He hadn't quite broken. He was only still 10 yards away from breaking the single game record, but he had already broken Bo Oliver's single season record by then.
Yeah.
Halftime, 272 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Isn't that amazing?
It was one of the most amazing performances I have ever seen at a football game anywhere along the line. And, you know, and the other number that's just unbelievable is in his last two games, Jarrett's run for 490 yards and 11 touchdowns.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, and now he leads the MAC. He's fifth in the nation in rushing. And he's been consistent all year. I think in the last 6 games, his lowest rushing total is 141 yards. That's those are the numbers he's been putting up lately, and that's really all a credit to the guys up front because the offensive line has just been amazing this year. I mean, as a team, the Bulls have rushed for over 3,000 yards for the first time in school history, and that broke the record of last year, which was like 2,600 yards, and that was over 14 games. So what they're doing now with being able to block for running and not just running but passing, only allowed 8 sacks all season, which is second in the country to Air Force, who doesn't ever throw the ball.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fact that we have given up less sacks than Army is Navy.
You don't even realize that when you said it.
Right. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we're talking football here as we wrap up the UB Basketball Insider Show. It's John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Department. And the other cool thing that happened Friday was Kevin Marks going over the 1,000-yard mark. We talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, and Zach Manel from your office and our spotter did some really cool research to show everybody how rare that really is.
Yeah, so Kevin Marks went over 1,000 yards. Now the Bulls have 2 1,000-yard rushers on the season for the first time in school history, and as of right now, we're the only school in the country that has 2 1,000-yard rushers on the season. Now, with a couple games coming up with conference championship games and bowl games, there's a chance that other teams will get there as well. But it's nice now. We're the only team in the country with 2 1,000-yard rushers.
Only the second MAC team since the year 2000 to do that. So, thus, a lot of the guys on this team were logically honored on the All-MAC teams that came out this year, record-setting for the
Buffalo. Yeah, no doubt. We had 12 All-MAC football players this year, which is the most we've ever had. The record was 10 from a season ago. This year we had 12, and we had 5 on the first team, which was Jarrett Patterson, Evan Kazarzak, and then on the offensive side, and then Malcolm Kuntz and Taylor Riggins, both starting defensive ends, get first team, and then Joey Banks, a great safety, it was first team as well. And then on the second team, a couple other offensive linemen, Coyote Awasika, Paul Nosworthy, Ladarius Mack,
Tyrone Hill,
and Tyrone Hill, and they were on the second team, and then and third team, Antonio Nunn and Chibuzi Onwuka.
Yeah.
So, really, kind of
probably could have had 3 or 4 other guys that would have been certainly worthy of that as well.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've talked about this before, especially on the defensive side of the ball, there's so many good players, maybe not necessarily one standout player. Like 2013, we had a really good defense, but it was all around Khalil Mack, and he was a stud, superstar. this, we just have a lot of really good players that kind of take the headlines and away from everybody else. Everybody just is good and they do their job. So no one necessarily stands out more than any other one, but I think that's a sign of a great defense.
All right. So it's another game to be played in an interesting matchup in an interesting place. I see you're working on your base tan already here for a trip to the Bahamas. The guys went nuts as you would expect when they found out. It was a really cool moment. This is a big deal. This is a chance to go someplace a lot of people haven't been. And the matchup is kind of interesting against another team that has sort of come from out of nowhere with the Charlotte 49ers.
Well, right. Well, let's talk about where we're going first, because in the history of them, this is going to be the Bulls' fourth bowl game. We started in Toronto in the International Bowl. And we moved a little bit south to Boise.
Yep.
Mobile last year.
Yep.
And the Bahamas. So we're progressively going.
Is there a bowl in Rio?
I don't know. We're going to have to get one next year. Yeah, we'll start a new bowl down there. But it's kind of interesting how we kind of moved south, and the guys are really excited about this. And it's going to be a good test against a Charlotte team that probably fans don't really know a whole lot about because they haven't
been playing for 7 years.
Right.
That's amazing.
No history there. They've really just started a program, and I think they've only been FBS for maybe 4 or 5 years. But they've done a good job. You know, still kind of learning about them. They're offensively, they can run the ball pretty well like we do. And they have a quarterback that can run a little bit and pass. So they have a really good dual threat quarterback. I think it's going to be a good test. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to be a team we've never played before. So that's kind of nice, too, just kind of have a brand new opponent.
And you have never, according to your research, Buffalo has never lost to a Conference USA standing opponent at the time, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So we are 4-0 against standing Conference USA opponents. We beat UTEP twice in 2008 and then 2009, and then we beat Florida Atlantic in 15 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Marshall is in Conference USA now, when a lot of Mac Bulls fans will remember when Marshall was in the Mac back in the early to mid 2000s, and then before that we played them. So we have a history with Marshall, but that was well before they were in Conference USA. So we were 4-0 against actual Conference USA teams.
All right, John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office, our Full of It segment here, wrapping up the UB Basketball Insider. And, of course, football is 2 weeks from tomorrow, Friday, December 20th, in the Bahamas. 2 o'clock start then. You'll hear that here on ESPN 1520. But first up, women's basketball Saturday at Bonaventure at noon. Men's basketball, 5 o'clock at DePaul on Sunday. So lots of good stuff going on here. As always, we'll be back next week to wrap it up on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.